This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Garo Hills Autonomous District Council approves amendment of rules mandating only scheduled tribe members to contest council elections. Nomination filing for Assam Assembly election concludes. Filing of nominations to Koridang Assembly by election in Nagaland concludes. And elections to urban local bodies in Sikkim to be held on 24th April. The news in detail. The Garo Hills Autonomous District Council, GHADC, yesterday approved an amendment of rules mandating only scheduled tribe members to contest elections to the Tribal Council. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar had convened a special session during which the amendment to the Assam and Meghalaya Autonomous District Constitution of District Council rules was unanimously passed. The bill will now be sent for the governor's assent. The move follows weeks of unrest and ethnic tensions in parts of Garo Hills. Two people died in protests against the participation of non-tribals in the council elections. Following the unrest, the state government deferred elections scheduled for 10th April. The tenure of the council was also extended for 6 months to allow the new executive committee to introduce amendments to the rules in line with public demand. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma termed the council resolution a historic milestone. The GHADC was constituted under the 6th schedule of the constitution to safeguard the rights and self-governance of tribal communities. Nominations for the upcoming Assam Assembly elections concluded yesterday with a total of 1,388 papers submitted across 126 constituencies. According to the Election Commission, a total of 817 candidates are in the fray in Assam. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out today. The final list of contesting candidates will be known after the withdrawal deadline on 26th March. Polling in Assam will be held on 9th April and the counting of votes will be taken up on 4th May. In Nagaland, the filing of nomination papers for the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency by-election in Mokokchung concluded yesterday with six candidates in the fray. The candidates who filed their nominations include those from the BJP, Congress, National People's Party, as well as independent candidates. Scrutiny will be held today and withdrawal of nominations are allowed until 26th March. Polling for the by-election is scheduled for 9th April with counting of votes on 4th May. The State Election Commission of Sikkim yesterday announced that elections to urban local bodies will be held on 24th April with polling scheduled from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Counting of votes and declaration of results will take place on 25th April. The term of the current elected representatives is set to end on 5th May. State Election Commissioner K.C. Lepcha said filing of nominations will continue till 29th March, followed by scrutiny on 1st April. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is 4th April. A total of 63 wards across urban bodies will go to polls covering 93,697 voters, including 47,170 males and 46,527 females. As the Aizawl Municipal Corporation elections approach, political parties in Mizoram are shifting to high gear, finalizing candidate lists and outlining their visions for the capital city. Polling for the 19-member municipal body will be held on 21st April and counting of votes will be taken up on 27th April. The municipal poll is expected to see a triangular fight among the ruling MNF, ZPM and Congress. On the final day of filing nominations for the by-election in Dharmanagar Assembly constituency in Tripura yesterday, candidates from both the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Indian National Congress submitted their nomination papers. A total of five candidates have filed nominations for the by-election. Polling for the 56th Dharmanagar Assembly seat is scheduled to be held on 9th April. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, has stressed the critical need to safeguard the security and sanctity of the India-Myanmar border and the Kashmir Valley. He urged the force to remain prepared for emerging security challenges and future contingencies. The Assam Rifles Commanders Conference was held at the headquarters of the Directorate General Assam Rifles in Light Corps, Shillong, under the chairmanship of Lieutenant General Lakhera yesterday. The conference was attended by formation commanders, battalion commanders and staff officers from various formations. Deliberations during the conference focused on strengthening operational capabilities, boosting combat readiness and enhancing overall efficiency. The discussions also covered a roadmap for inducting next-generation weapons and equipment, sharing best practices, and improving training and skill development initiatives. The High Court of Manipur celebrated its 13th Foundation Day yesterday. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, while highlighting the profound responsibility of law practitioners, appealed them to serve the people with integrity and sincerity. The governor said that judiciary plays a vital role in states like Manipur, where different communities are living. Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand underscored that judiciary should work in tandem with the legislators and executive to bring about good governance in the state. Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, Justice M. Sundar, Justice A. Bimal, Justice A. Guneshwar also attended the function. The newly launched Agartala-Narangi Express train begins its regular service between Agartala and Narangi near Guwahati from today. The train number 15649, Agartala-Narangi Express, will depart daily from Agartala at 9:30 p.m. and reach Narangi at 12:45 p.m. the following day. On its return journey, the train will leave Narangi at 5 p.m. and arrive in Agartala at 9:30 a.m. the next day. The train will halt at key stations along the route, including Ambasa, Kumarghat, Dharmanagar, New Karimganj, Badarpur Junction, New Haflong, Lumding Junction, Hojai and Jagi Road. The train comprises 13 coaches, including air-conditioned compartments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had flagged off the train on 13th March at a program held in Guwahati. Deputy Commissioners of Mizoram's southern districts of Saiha and Lungle have issued orders banning export of fuel to Myanmar in view of possible shortage of essential commodities, especially oil, as the war in West Asia rages on. There have been reports of some traders transporting oil to Myanmar without storage license in the midst of unregulated trade. Those who violate the order are liable to be punished under Section 23 of the Petroleum Act 1934 and Section 163 Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh has said that more than 50% of the population is engaged in agriculture and emphasized that greater focus be given to strengthening the sector. Addressing the valedictory function of the Agri-Vision Agri-Youth Parliament 2026 at Central Agricultural University, Imphal yesterday, the Chief Minister said that the participation of youth in agriculture reflects a positive shift and a growing interest in the sector. Mr. Khemchand said that in consultation with the Planning Department, the Manipur government will explore ways to maximize benefits from agriculture for the youth, especially in the context of the state's startup ecosystem. The Chief Minister also released a policy document. The Agri-Youth Parliament is expected to contribute to strengthening sustainable and market-led agricultural development in the northeastern region. And the 5-day 9th Northeast Youth Festival 2026 concluded at Chumukya Dima Football Stadium in Dimapur, Nagaland yesterday, bringing together youth from across the region in a vibrant celebration of culture, talent and unity. Around 1,200 participants, officials and volunteers from all 8 northeastern states took part in the festival. Volunteers from NSS and My Bharat also participated from across the country. Nagaland's Minister for Higher Education and Tourism, Temjin Imna Along, said the festival reflected the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a Viksit Bharat. He emphasized that the youth of the Northeast have a crucial role in nation building. And before we wind up, another quick look at the headlines. Garo Hills Autonomous District Council approves amendment of rules mandating only scheduled tribe members to contest council elections. Nomination filing for Assam Assembly election concludes. Final filing of nominations to Koridang Assembly by-election in Nagaland concludes. And elections to urban local bodies in Sikkim to be held on 24th April. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.